And thank you for joining us for the very last Dealer On webinar, texting strategies from clicks to conversions to car sales. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. And today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We've been awarded the Driving Sales Dealer Satisfaction Award for top-rated websites for an unprecedented 6th year in a row. Wait, nope, 7 years in a row. We also took home the AWA Award for Best Websites 3 times, plus FCA and Ford have both recently announced that we're now an approved vendor. We're still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Do you want to know more? Yeah, you do. You can check us out at DealerOn.com. And hey, just in case you're losing valuable traffic because of a slow mobile site, I'm here to let you know it's no good. Our friends over at Google estimate that well over half your website traffic is coming from mobile devices. But don't worry, because Dealer On now offers a mobile site speed test for free. You can get yours after the webinar. In the survey, just give us your URL and let the magic begin. It's a great way to see how your site stacks up to the competition. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Peter Quiñones as our presenter today. Peter Quiñones is the Internet and e-commerce director for Warren Henry Automotive. Peter started in the automotive biz in 2005, integrating navigation systems and Bluetooth systems into vehicles before manufacturers adopted these technologies. After graduating college from Florida International University with a triple major in management, finance, and international business, Peter accepted a position at the Warren Henry Auto Group. Peter is focused on bridging the gap between digital marketing and the DMS. In the process of trying to find solutions, Peter decided to build a strategy to encourage text messaging at the store level in order to leverage this communication channel for true sales attribution. Peter is considered a forward-thinking user expert in the fields of big data and data onboarding via CRM and the texting platform. He's a popular speaker at many industry events, and he can be reached at peterquiñones2@gmail.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, don't worry. We're going to try to respond by email later today. And don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friends at Connections. Oh, my goodness. They're giving away an amazing prize on today's webinar. Wow, one lucky attendee is going to win a 5-day, 4-night stay at a luxury Vidanta resort in Mexico. Woo, this is valued at $1,720. You have to be on the live broadcast to score this amazing prize. So stay tuned, and who knows, you might be the one walking away with this super cool giveaway today. Wow. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. So fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want to hear what you have to say about today's presentation. And hey, do you tweet much? Oh boy, we hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's show, so please tag us in it. You can use #DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Peter Quiñones at Tweeter. Tweeter underscore Peter. Sweet Peter.
I knew you'd love that.
We look forward to seeing what you're saying. All right, everyone, let's get started. Let's learn all about texting strategies from clicks to conversions to car sales. Peter Quiñones, how are you, sir?
I am good. Thanks for that proper introduction and all of the energy behind what you deliver. Definitely appreciate it, and I feel special to be here. I'm one of the last ones with Dealer On. I think what you guys do is really strong here, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, too, and I'm so glad you're here. I have to say, texting strategies is like this enigma that a lot of dealerships, they think they want to do it. They're not sure if they want to do it. They try to do it. They're not doing it very well. They're getting in trouble for doing it. So that you're here today giving us the proper texting strategies that have worked at your dealership, well, I'm very excited about this. Now, I know you have a lot to get to, so let's do this. Why don't you tell the audience the kinds of things that they're going to be learning about today?
Awesome. So So I'll keep it simple for everybody. I'm going to keep the objectives pretty clear. What you need to know about texting, how to take it to the next level, how we can get away from managed services and texting specifically, so we can kind of change the channel as opposed to how we're used to doing business. Definitely very important understanding is conversational SMS, also known as texting, obviously, and SMS marketing. This is the biggest issue that we have in messaging today, is discerning the differences between that. Then we'll get to the fun giveaway, and then, of course, the questions and answers.
That's right. So, audience, make sure you get those questions in. We'd love to see how we can help you with your texting strategy at your dealership. All right, let's do this. Where do we begin? Oh, all right. Here we go. Peter says we're beginning with a poll question. Now, I got news for you. We have a full boat of poll questions, four poll questions coming your way. The first one is here on your screen now. We want to know, how are you currently using texting today at your dealership? So please select one of the following answers. Do you use the CRM to send out text messages? Are you not really sure if the dealership is sending out texting, but it seems like a good idea? Are you currently texting, but you want a better method? Maybe you're texting directly from your private cell phone. Are you using a managed service, like a chat-to-text service that you've hired at the dealership who does it for you? Or are you one of those people who still has a beeper and you really don't do texting at all? Once we have a majority of the votes in, we are going to close this poll and share the results. And if you can, use the radio buttons that are on your screen and vote that way. I know some people are actually writing into me and giving me their answers, but if at all possible, use your mouse and the radio buttons that are on your screen and put in the votes there. We really would appreciate it so it comes up with everyone else's. All right? So thank you so much for your votes. We're going to close this poll and share the results. Very interesting results. Are you ready for this, Peter?
Yes.
All right. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. Here we go. Let's see what you had to say. All right. 59% of today's audience say they use the CRM to send out their text messages. Cool. 3% of today's audience say they're not really sure what the dealership does when it comes to texting, but they admit it looks like a good idea. Now, a quarter of today's audience, 24%, says they're currently texting, but they are actively searching for a better method. 9% of today's audience say they use a managed service, like a chat feature to text feature, that does it for them. And 5% say, hey, they still got a beeper. They don't really know what texting is, but they're here today to learn more about it. I have to say, Peter, I know you're going to get into what you do at Warren Henry Auto Group, but can you tell us now, or do you want to hold on to it? Is there a right answer for this?
I will let them make their own decision between the legalities and the effectiveness, but yes. At the end of the day, the CRM is designed for one thing and one thing only, and it's to manage your relationship. As we all know, it does a very poor job of that because a lot of this is scripted. Imagine if I called my girlfriend only on the third day after she called me, and I waited to the third day and the seventh day to respond to her. It's not very liquid in how it wants to have a conversation. So if we're having those challenges already with emails and phone call scripts, what makes us think that messaging is going to be any better? Kind of the fun part about text messaging is it's as invasive as you can be to the consumer, but at the same time, it provides them a channel where they can respond when they want and how they want. And let's be honest, a lot of times now, as times have changed, you know, we didn't really think that we'd spend so much time on the phone, and now we're spending the most time ever on the phone, but we're not making phone calls. We're only sending messages now. So maybe I spend 20, 30, an hour on the phone, and I'm a dealer guy, so typically we're on the upper end of that echelon. But everybody else is sending hundreds and hundreds of text messages a day, so you got to take that into consideration. The CRM is not a conversation platform, so that's you got to remember that, and we got to make sure that we're aware of that, because when they come to texting, they want to put everybody through one phone number or at the very best a couple departments, and we'll talk a little bit about the challenges of TTPA when you do that as well.
Okay, let's do it. Where do we go from here?
Perfect. So I'll start it quick and easy. These are all the fun facts of texting, so I'm not going to spend too much time here explaining them. I just wanted you guys to have a little bit of up-to-date awareness on a lot of the stats that I think are important, especially around automotive. So take the average person 90 minutes to respond to an email, but only 90 seconds to respond to a text message. So when you overlay that with a kind of an organizational structure that needs, expedited responses, and we want to be more effective with service, and especially when you think about things like loaners, that if we waited 90 minutes to tell somebody their car was done, now my service advisor is already out to lunch. Now we got to wait for him or her to get back, then to be able to contact the client, hoping that they read their emails, especially when they don't have the time to make the phone calls already. One of my favorite points to make is response rates from texts are 209%. Yes, 209% higher than those of phone calls. This is a very, very important stat to remember. The activities people with text capabilities would most prefer to do text are check order status, which is awesome for us in automotive. Obviously, they want to know if their car is done. Schedule or changing or make appointments, which obviously is another good feature for us to have. And make or confirm those reservations. Same thing. That's not custom tailored for automotive. I don't know what a better channel would be. So in 2012, a study found that text was the highest rated contact method for customer satisfaction out of all the customer communication channels. Text earned 90 of 100 points, while phone earned 77 out of 100 and Facebook earned 66. Now, this is extremely important for us when you consider things like CSI and how much we're paid for at the dealership, and texting and having this kind of transparent communication and effective communication really helped us overall on the CSI side of the business. Over one third of businesses professionals say they can't go 10 minutes without responding to a text message. I'm probably going to say that I'm on the 4 minutes spectrum of that, just because if my notification screen lights up, I know I have that impulse to respond. Sales prospects who are sent text messages convert at a rate 40% higher than those who are not sent any text messages. I believe the subset of that data was about 9,000 people, just for any data people in the audience. Over 80% of people use text messaging for business, and 15 said that more than half of their messages are for business purposes. So imagine that as a channel for communication and for quick channel communication as well. 44% of consumers with texting capabilities would prefer to press a button to initiate a text conversation immediately rather than waiting on hold to speak with an agent. And just think about the effectiveness of that when it comes to the service advisor. Instead of leaving hundreds and hundreds of voicemails a day across a dozen dealerships, imagine the opportunity to be able to push pound or one or zero to send a text message and have all the service advisors or even a service type of receptionist be able to manage and just tell them the status of their RO. That's what they're looking for. Texts have a 45% average response rate. Now, this is across all industries, and this is across even marketing messages and other things like that. But you overlay that with email response and phone response, and you can kind of already see how effective this channel would be. 91% of people who text prefer it over voicemail, that's for sure. 89% of consumers want to use messaging to communicate with businesses. That is something we don't do well yet in automotive. So hopefully after this webinar, we'll have a better understanding of how to do that, and I will share with you guys some of the best tips and practices. So getting right into it, this is actually my dealership. These are the pictures from my cars. These are from my Google My Business pages. This is the overall layout of the dealership. I want you to think about one opportunity when you think about messaging as you look through these slides. People texting your dealership with questions and you being able to respond in a timely and effective manner that is more satisfying than having to wait on the phone or not getting an answer at all and waiting for a callback. So imagine between service, the constant, I mean, we do about 200, 250 ROs a day. Overlay that with the issues of loaners and loaner availability and BBACs and people that just show up and people that show up late, even though they did a 9 a.m. appointment because of traffic and whatnot. These are all the challenges of the space. So I put this here in a way that you could kind of identify my departments and some of the ways that they're using texting today. So if we start at the top with sales associate, we got people on the VDPs with text buttons right now texting our dealerships, asking us questions about the vehicles and specific vehicles. Pricing and financing always. They want to see a Range Rover on my site. They want to know if they can get it for $800 tax in. They want to get the special price. They want to talk about it. I very much want to emphasize the fact that they want to talk about it. They want to communicate to and from bidirectionally. It's not a lead form. It's a conversation form. It's a conversation beginning point. We got click-to-text features that I can bring people in from my website, my AdWords, Google My Business, social media, programmatic banners, and organic search results. There's great ways to integrate all these systems. It's just a way of trying to start your funnel. We got to think about funnelization in automotive for conversations. That's the way to move this forward. scheduling test drives, text-driven promotions, and a whole bunch of different ways to make the conversation flow more effectively. And this is throughout the BDC as well. You got service advisors. This is the easiest place to start. Scheduling appointments, appointment confirmation, and maintenance notification. There is no better way to annoy somebody than to blast them a whole bunch of times with service offers when they don't need them. So right now, the most effective thing to do that I find at our dealership is setting an appointment via a text message. If we know these people and we know them because they obviously bought a car from us, we can send them a notification message about the alert that their car needs service. There's no better way to do this than simply sending them a link to XTime. I don't even have to get the BDC on the phone to do it. They will self-schedule themselves. That's the best part about this. And there's one overhaul organizationally, or an organizational feature that I want everybody to understand. As we go closer towards lead handling centers, phone call centers, and all these different mentalities for automotive that come from other industries, I want you to remember that agents can handle one person on the phone at a time, but up to 10 messaging conversations at a time. So the scalability for a human being becomes 10x on top of that. And I think that we can entertain this type of channel much more effectively, especially when you consider like the last time you called Amazon or the last time you called Google. They're so good at putting information on the web, but people don't need to call them. And we need to remember to do that. If we keep leaving blank pages on our websites, poor information on our websites, we will generate more phone call traffic. And I want you guys to think about this for a second. It's not always good to create phone calls. If I gave people the answers to the questions they had and gave them the opportunities to fulfill themselves, to still buy the products without ever having to call me, as much as I love my clients, I'd much rather sell them a whole bunch of stuff for free without having to hire more people. And that's what messaging, and this is not just texting, it's messaging overall in general. As Facebook gets more and more effective, this is the channel we really need to discuss. It just so happens to be that the SMS app is on everybody's phone. So that's for this overall. That's my dealership, kind of the fun facts of the space. You kind of get an idea of what's going on. Here we got another poll question.
Yes, we do. All right, audience. Second poll question is on the screen now. So please, just like you did on the first poll question, let us know the answer to this one. We want to know, how do you currently respond to your text leads? And now, why did you put that in quotes, Peter? Please select one of them. Do you call them back? Do you email them back? Do you text them back, or you don't really know what the plan is when somebody texts you a lead? All right. So once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. Oh, look, some people are actually writing in some comments. Okay. So while we're still waiting for some votes to come in, sure, I'll say your comments. Michelle wrote in, this is so good. I'm glad you think so, Michelle. I think so as well. And Caesar wrote in, if a customer responded no to an opt-in or out message, can you still call him even though he responded no to opting in? Caesar, you know
what?
Oh,
man.
I didn't see the question mark because you didn't leave a question mark. So you know what? I'm going to hold that question until the Q&A session. But Caesar, thank you so much. And audience, get in your questions too. We want to see what you have for today's Dealer On webinar presenter, Peter Quinones. He's a master at this texting strategy thing. He's been doing it. He's on the forefront of it. So we would love to know what questions you have so we can help you at your dealership. For right now, Caesar, thank you so much for that question. And I am going to hold on to that for the Q&A session. All right. Now that we have our votes in, audience, you rock. Thank you so much. Let's close this poll and share these results. Are you ready, Peter?
Yep.
Well, whether you are or not, here we go. Okay, 20% of today's audience say that if they get a text lead, they call them back. That's 20%. 3% say when they get a text lead, they email them back. But the majority, 72%, wow, say that they do text them back. And then there's the remaining 5% of today's audience who really don't know what the process is. Peter, is there a right or wrong answer on this?
Awesome. This is great. By the way, Caesar's question is amazing. I fight that thought in my head all the time. So definitely make sure we discuss that at the end for sure. Now, these results are staggering. I think it's fun to have this conversation. Is there a right question? Certainly. I'll give you the best example for answer A, right? If you text somebody right now, like I were to text you, Eliana, and obviously you know, I texted you for a reason, and no offense to you, love talking to you. If you call me right after I texted you, it's kind of like, hey man, I texted you. You're bothering me now. You know what I mean? You set the expectation. I wanted to talk to you. I obviously asked you a question via text message. Why are you just going to start calling me out of nowhere? Now there's one point I want everybody to remember. You know, our dealerships run, thank God, right now between the daytime hours, right? We're not 24 hours. Most of us are not. The people that we're trying to sell cars to are working to pay for the monthly payments right now as we're trying to call them. So, you know, a large majority of our customer base is at work. So they're not just going to, you know, stand up in the middle of work and have a full out blown conversation, especially when they're in the research phase. And they just wanted to answer their question, especially, and that's what text is all about. It's very concise. It's very effective. They want to know a price. They want to know availability. They want to know if it's still available. These are the constant same messages I get over and over again. So if you're going to call them right after they text you in, I mean, that's just not really good business practice for messaging, especially when they cited that this was the channel they wanted to participate in. Now, if you email them, I mean, let's just be honest. They're texting you. They're on their iMessage device or an Android device, and you're just emailing them in a separate channel. You're now in, if I look at my phone right now, which I will do, I have 129 unread emails. You're a little red three-digit mark on my iPhone. You are relevant to me. You know what I'm saying? I'll also let you guys know a fun fact. I'm a little bit of a tech nerd. Do you know the average refresh rate for somebody's iPhone is 15 minutes on the pull or push feature on their email client? Which means even if you respond like the OEM says, oh, you got to respond and turn off the clock in 4 minutes and we have such good BDC, you got to take 4 plus 15 on an iPhone and make that 19 potential minutes before you can even get a response. But guess what? If that lead was an auto trader or wherever the case may be, they've been scrolling, they've been searching, they've been through hundreds of websites in 19 minutes. And we have to remember that in automotive. So if somebody goes straight to you and wants to have a conversation, you got to respond back in the channel that which they came through. Now, for the people that are responding through text, amazing. I love hearing that. That's really good to understand that. And these are some of the things we'll discuss in, as we continue on, especially relative towards opting in and whatnot and the channels that we go through. So I'm glad that we have some fun texters here. I'm so happy to hear that the automotive is doing the right thing, because 2 years ago, I can tell you it would have been the total opposite. So yeah, we'll keep on rolling. I appreciate everybody's participation in that poll question.
We're doing it. All right, Peter, where do we go from here?
Oh my. Awesome. So I'm going to show you guys the most important slide of my presentation.
This is the one we've been waiting for?
This is the best. Yeah, let me tell you why. I'm going to get it all out of the way at the beginning. I'm going to give everybody free leads, the freest, bestest, lowest funnel shoppers you can possibly imagine. You want to know why?
Tell me.
You already have them in your CRM. You already have spoken to them. They already told you they wanted to buy a car, and every single dealership in the U.S. right now is ignoring their clients. Let me tell you why. You need to text enable your landlines. You need to text enable anything that a consumer sees. You want to know what they do? It's simple. Every device, for instance, specifically after iOS 8 on an iPhone, has the click to dial feature through the browsers. What does that mean? Any phone number they see, they can click on, just like you do every time you want to call somebody, and the iPhone or the Android says, would you like to call or text? So what happens? They text you. You don't respond. These things need to be taken advantage of. So as you can see, I have BDC service, BDC sales, Audi BDC, Flex is our ride subscription service. All of these, if you look on the right, are all from the first couple weeks of June. So this is all just happening right now. I pulled this screenshot on Tuesday night. So there's probably a whole bunch more. And these are only the people's text messages that I have access to or that I'm viewing. So these are 90 salesmen that are making outbound phone calls. So let me give you a little fun fact here. If you're making 1,000 outbound phone calls a day, which could easily take place at a 3 or 4 rooftop store between service and sales, how many people are responding to you? And these are just iPhone clients that have sorry, comma, I can't talk right now, because that is the autoresponder of an iPhone. Multiply that times your phone calls a day, times people being at work, or my favorite part is people just saying, hey, who is this? Because they don't know all the numbers we have at our dealership. These are low-hanging fruit leads of people that are saying, hey, I can't come right now. I want to come later. If you look down at Audi BDC Main, it says, hi, I'm sorry. But ironically, somebody from Audi Gainesville just called me and set up an appointment. they're actually responding, and all these conversations are flowing, and nobody is resolving them. They're sitting at an AT&T, a T-Mobile, or a Verizon gateway, just parked, waiting to be spoken to. So this is real for inbound messaging. This is real for outbound messaging. And think of all your salespeople as they keep banging away at the phones, doing left message, and BIM solutions and CDK and all this nonsense, just to get the task counter to go away. A lot of these people are responding. Think about the effectiveness of the dealership if we could increase our response rate 10% and not even spend another dollar by text enabling our landline. That's kind of the way you got to view this channel, and that's what we need to understand. The consumers see a phone number calling, and their phone auto-responds. Especially if you have an Android and you're driving, the autoresponder is already set up by default. So put that into perspective. So just in closing, this is really one of the most important things I want to hammer home. It's basically free. I think it's about $5, $10, a couple of things on the landline to get it done. Get yourself a good communication platform to go backwards and connect the dots here. That's really what I want to hammer home for this. These are some of the examples of conversational messaging. This is what I consider not a lead. I'm tired of hearing about leads. It's just a joke at this point. I'll get 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 leads a month, 50, 60, 70,000 auto group visitors a month across all my sites, but we'll sell 500 to 1,000 cars. You know, what are those other 49,500 people doing? Why are they on my website, right? So we got to think about having these conversations and more effective and quality traffic. So these are some people, these are some people that we have called, and now you see the first one on the left that says, can't talk, comma, text me. This would have been a missed opportunity. So now our agent, Jamar, we were calling you about your interest in the 2018 Q60 Coupe with Warren Henry Infinity. Let me ask you this. I'm looking to be in the 450 to 500 range for my monthly payment for the Q60 Red Sport. There's no lead there. This is closing business. This is a conversation. So the lead has already, we're past that point. These are people wanting to talk to our dealership. He could be at work. I don't know. It's 4:58. He could be doing whatever he wants. But now we have the opportunity to capture this. Because guess what? If I didn't text enable that outbound line of the BDC, where would we have been? He would have responded. And right now, Alessandra would have put into CDK CRM or VIN solutions, task complete, left voicemail, no response. But guess what? This guy just told us his payment threshold. And as a matter of fact, I know we can do that payment on that Q60 Red Sport because it's on my specials page right now for, I think, about $469 a month with inceptions. That's the conversation that needs to be had. Over here on the right side, this is something that I want to show you guys what's going on here. Is these are people, the same way your chat provider can take a lead, even though they do a better job right now than this person was doing, is they, I apologize. Did you send it through our dealership website or outside source? Hello, my name is Lisa. I'd be happy to help you. She went ahead because the person didn't respond very quickly and closed the conversation. She didn't think that they were a real person. This is another example of letting messaging not be like so much like chat. The people will take their time to respond. So she closes the conversation. As soon as she sees that this person is ready to go through the website, my apologies, I will be happy to help you with your inquiry. And the guy's going straight to Corvette. We find out he's a current lease owner. He's probably got loyalty cash, and he wants to pick it up on July 5th. You see what I'm saying? This is a slight difference between having just solely inbound, maybe chat or any other third parties, because it is a more liquid conversation. So I want to make sure that we understand that these are dealership people. These are your numbers. This is your data. These are your conversations, like they are mine, that I can attach to a customer record. Very, very important. This is some fun information that I got from DriveCentric. Great information that I wanted to express. 77% engagement across 40,000 leads. 58% of the 10 Toyota stores in this poll came directly from SMS. That would take text and AI combined. That's how they were running their engagement. They also maintained 3-to-1 text to email ratio, 7-to-1 text to phone, and 63% of all of these conversations were more than one text. That's 55% more conversion than phone and email combined, which is huge. And these are Toyota stores, so this puts things into perspective to pretty much make us understand that we've officially entered into conversational marketing. Conversational marketing means that you don't just get a lead and say, hey, this person told me they're ready to buy a car. Let's go sell them one. They want to talk about it. They want to understand it. They want to get a picture of it. And a lot of people, especially around automotive now, are seeing that responses with videos and stuff are very, very effective. So conversational marketing is 100% real, especially when it's video conversational marketing. That would be the next level of it. Something that's really important to understand overall, these are all the places that I have all of my connectors. It's a way to drip into the funnel through display advertising. I text through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, any place that has an IP address and a URL, I'll put text links there to drive them to my dealership. Any mobile website integration, I have it all firing straight into Google Analytics through Tag Manager. I know everything. I build all the custom segments we need. I get more data from this than any other vendor and any other third party you can imagine because I own it. I run it. I manage it. I build whatever segments I want. And that's where I get the effectiveness. So, you know, conversion elements can be stalled at all customer touch points. That's the goal. I want to make everybody communicate with me in the most effective way possible they can. A really, really 2.0 tip of text messaging would be to consider integration with your phone system. You know, kind of like how American Airlines does, if you have a long wait time that they will call you, why don't we do the same thing? Sorry, we missed your call. We will text you right now and let's ask us the question. We have agents standing by, you know, instead of leaving a voicemail, leaving it open-ended. 62% of people would rather text the business instead of leaving a voicemail. That's exactly what we need to understand. There's a lot of fun stuff with messaging for event marketing. It's 3 times more conversion for RSVPs and special offers. So if you're putting cars at the mall, what better way than to put a text number there to let people talk to you? Are you interested in this car? Would you like to see a test drive? Would you like somebody to come by and unlock it so we can discuss it? So many things we do at Aventura Mall here in Miami. And now this is a different type of mall. Surely it's got 40 to 50, about 1,000 people in foot traffic a weekend. We've done a couple cars where we park there and put all the stuff on the vehicles. We've seen 2,000 to 3,000 leads in a weekend of people wanting to be involved with the vehicle. It's very, very fascinating stuff. And let's be honest, you don't have to wait for people to call you back. Customers are texting you every day. You just don't know it. So as we start connecting this conversational ecosystem, and it's going to come from all the chat providers, Facebook Messenger, email is going to come more effective. RCS messaging is another level of SMS that's coming. All of these integrations are coming. You know, we even got WhatsApp, you know, especially for the Latin American population and anything worldwide. Worldwide messaging, a large, large majority of it runs through WhatsApp. And remember, guys, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, everybody's kind of in the same room now. So we have to consider that as it's really a conversation platform we need to get to. This is one of my favorite slides. Very forward-thinking organization that did this connection, shared this with me so I could show it to everybody. Here you have a full digital execution of people being driven into a text funnel, a text conversation between display, landing pages, Facebook ads. Now you'll see Jason down there from Social Media. He presented this for a case study and shared it with the connections team, and they shared it with me, which I think is very fascinating. In 2 weeks, 212 test drives and 32 units sold. The vacation incentive program driven through digital advertising and text has been our best digital promotion ever. So I asked them for more details here because I didn't really know, and I'm a little bit more on the technical side, so I want to know the exact ad spend, what was the audience, and stuff like that. They spent $3,500 just on Facebook and a micro display campaign combined, and they drove 212 test drives and sold 32 cars. Now, from what I understand, this was a Nissan store, and they average about $1,700 a copy. So put that into perspective, $3,500 to make $1,700 times 32. That's what we're talking about here, and that's the type of conversion element. So I like to look at it this way. I have, you know, Range Rover stores, Jaguar, Infiniti, a lot of luxury stuff. And I, like, one of my biggest points here is, like, do you think it makes sense to give someone who purchased a $50,000 car for you $10 off an oil change? This is why I like the vacation incentive program and the adoption of dealerships joining on board, because you can get people to get integrated with a more of an experiential marketing approach, as opposed to being $10 off, 5% off, and very dollar oriented. We could build value to their lives, value to them as an entity. You can do giveaways with local restaurants, with movie theaters, like I've done before. There's a lot of opportunities here to do this. So we can use messaging in all forms, not just SMS, but to be the conduit to increase conversions across my advertising. That's the goal. Give somebody things that they want to integrate and talk to about. If you don't do it that way, we're just going to be doing 10% coupons forever, and it's just not going to be something effective moving forward. So with that, we're going to move into the third poll question to get a little bit more insight on how you guys are thinking.
I think that's a great idea. All right, Peter, you're rocking this one. All right, audience, third poll question is on the screen now. We want to know what's happening at your dealership. So here's the question. Do you consider texting part of your current marketing and advertising strategy? Some people say it's not. So we want to know if you have a budget for that and do you put it in there? So please select one. Is it, yeah, of course, it's part of our marketing and advertising strategy, or no. Once we find out what you're thinking, we're going to close this poll and share the results. Oh, we have a third answer. We don't currently have a marketing strategy. I can't imagine anyone has that. Anyway, once we have a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. And just so you know, Peter, we have a handful of great questions that have already come in. So, audience, I know he's hitting a lot of information today. So if you come up with a question, get those questions, and we're looking forward to a great Q&A session after the presentation. All right? Votes are still coming in. Thank you very much. And I don't know. We still have to wait for some votes to come in. Peter, question from me. How long have you, well, like, when did you decide, what year did you decide, hey, I should probably add texting to this strategy? Like, how long have you been doing this?
It was 2014 actually 2013 is when I first got in trouble for texting clients. And when I say
got in trouble for it.
Yeah, and by my GM at the time, he constantly got mad at me and putting in CDK CRM, I texted customer. That's all I did. He's like, you got to stop texting people. You know, that's very inappropriate. It was a more traditional, knee-jerk reaction. And I was like, Danny, you know, I don't understand. You know, at that time, I'm probably 25, 26 at the time. And I'm like, what do you mean? These people are at work. I don't want to bother them. They answer me all the time. So what I was doing is I was copying and pasting the messages from the texting that I was doing from my personal phone, by the way, and putting it in a CRM. And he was just like, you're not doing any of your call tasks. I'm like, yeah, because we don't have any text tasks. Like, this is the way that people are responding. I call them, they don't answer. So it was just an innocent issue. And you know, about 6 months later, I was then later promoted to do some stuff at F&I and sales. And I kept using the same, you know, type of habits. And then before I knew it, we kind of get involved in the digital and internet side. And I said, this is what we need. This is how I get my salesmen more effective. And 2014 was when I got this position. I've been pushing for this ever since.
Wow. And so now you got this thing down pat, and now it's producing a lot of results for Warren Henry, right?
Oh, yeah, big time. Ways we can't even measure still yet.
Next. All right. Now it's time to close this poll. I know I let this one go quite often because I wanted to hear this story from Peter. So thank you so much, audience, for your answers to our third poll question. Let's see what you had to say. All right. Do you consider texting part of your current marketing and advertising strategy? Wow, it's kind of split. 48% of today's audience say, yeah, of course. But 42% say, no. And then the remaining 11% say they don't really have a marketing strategy that they could say texting is a part of. Very interesting. All right, Peter, I don't know what the correct answer is. Do you consider texting part of your marketing and advertising strategy? Do you have a budget set aside for it? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And whether they know it or not, they may have some form of it integrated, especially like I told you, the chat providers and whatnot. For the people that do, amazing. I would definitely consider understanding exactly what's going on with marketing and advertising and messaging. That's where we're getting to now in this presentation, where we really have to understand if we're having a conversation with somebody, inbound versus outbound. And also sales and marketing conversations when it comes to opt-ins, because that's where the bulk of the issues come from. But really, really, it boils down to how you have the conversation, over what platform. Is it a 10-digit number? Is it a short code? There's all these different things that go into it as far as legalities, and that's where we spend the time. So I'm glad to hear it. And for the people that don't have a marketing strategy with messaging, I would consider it. And I promise you this. You have one, you just don't know it because your salesmen are doing it for you already, just like I was. I guarantee you, and when you get to the call to action part at the end of my our slides, we'll talk about it, but you'll see it. So, yeah, we'll keep on rolling. This is what you would call the most boring part, but at the same time, the most controversial, and I'm going to tell you why. So if, and this is, by the way, directly from the TCPA guidelines to the CPIA. I know that means nothing to you guys, but it means everything to people in the space that know messaging. Consumer-initiated messages strictly for conversations. There is typically no opt-in needed. They're informational, and they're contiguous conversation topics, like people talking about cars. Consider this. If I texted anybody here because I have your phone number, let's just say, do I need to opt you in to have a conversation with you? Obviously not. So why would I do it any other way? Now, this is where it gets very specific, and I'm going to make one point. You'll see on the right over here that I have person to person, okay? Now, person to person is the best shield for everything TCPA. It describes low volume exchange of wireless messages between users. This is directly from the FCC. So for the purposes and principles of best practices, I'm reading this line by line, so there's no issues here. The concept of consistent with typical human operation defines P2P traffic to distinguish P2P from A2P. Now, what does that mean? Application to person, okay? Now, what happens when you do it in the CRM? They put everybody into one line. What does that do? It puts everybody behind an application. What does that mean? That a whole bunch of people can be texted from one number, which now gets into the form of issues, which is why we have these laws and regulations in the first place. It's why we had issues with other auto groups, you know, text blasting people. If you ever got a text blast to your phone and you don't even know how you got there, that's a problem. That's why this needs to be consumer initiated. Things from your website, things from digital advertising, traditional, you know, putting it on a billboard, inbound promotions. These are consumer initiated, and they have to be done through a conversational long code, and it has to be person to person. If me, Eliana, and everybody else at DealerOn, the whole empire of DealerOn, is texting everybody to one line, that is a problem. That's why we need to have peer-to-peer messaging where my salesperson can talk to their customer and the customer can talk to the salesperson on a singular line. That's the goal here. That's why things are a little bit different. Now, if it's business initiated, all right, this is me doing outbound, right? This is out of nowhere. I walk like what our salesmen are doing today. I'm going to make one very important point. Whether you're using a texting provider or not, whether you're scared to start texting, if your employee as an agent of your business sends an outbound text from his personal device, legally, you are just as liable as if they had used your CRM or any other text messaging provider as far as the law is concerned. So when I first got into this space, hundreds of fights between, you know, references to Lithia and even the Buffalo Bills and all these people getting in trouble for texting, but it didn't make sense to me that I could text anybody I wanted from my personal phone and it didn't matter. So that's when I found out about, you know, peer-to-peer, getting it straight to the person. These need express written consent, all right? That's the way it works for outbound. If you're sending a message to the same message more than one person, that's considered advertising. If it's conversational, peer-to-peer, just to reiterate, that's when you become safe. And still, even today, even if it's consumer-initiated, even if it's them asking me questions, I'm still going to get the opt-in. But I'm going to do it in a slightly different or effective way. I'm not going to not let them text me and kill all my conversion, right? Just for the fact of getting an opt-in when I don't necessarily need it. Plus, it is called the TCPA. It's the telephone. It doesn't stand for texting. Texting was grouped in way later on as an after fact, and there's literally over a dozen years of set precedent trying to fix the issues that we wrote in there later on. So it's getting much easier to text. I really do pray that automotive's people and GMs don't think that they're going to be able just to sell a blast message for an oil change over SMS. That would really kill all of my desires to make this kind of work for automotive. What I really want for automotive as a vision would be able to us know when the person needs service because CDK DMS and the service integrations we have do. And I know that they're pacing to need a service interval, and I can send them a text message and alert them, you know, after we've already set up the opt-ins and whatever other things we have to do, that they need service for their vehicle or that they have a recall. Recalls fall into the emergency sectors of alert messaging, which means you don't need opt-ins for that. And nobody in the world knows that. These are things that we really could take advantage of to drive service promotion and to keep our customers safe. So there's a lot of ideas there, a lot of specificities. I'd love to answer questions on this. And, you know, obviously I'm not a lawyer, but I've dealt with dozens of lawyers for the last 5 years. And I even do some text marketing and some other fun stuff around lawyers. So it's a very tough in space and states and stuff or other issues. So you want to do your own research here, reach out to your own law firm, definitely by all means. But these are the basis of it. These are taken straight from the FCC site. That way you have an understanding of it. So this is a little bit breakdown of A2P versus P2P. I'm not really going to get into it. This is something you guys can reference. And this is also straight from the CTIA. You'll see at the top opt-in and opt-out, typically not required as consumer to consumer. And then A2P express consent, especially with an opt-out. I'm just reiterating that to make sure we get it correct. So we want to make sure that we, as dealer people, understand messaging and that a lot of the ways we're doing texting today may not be the right way that we should be doing it. So if it's through a third party and they're having conversations on our behalf and they're opting people into their number, and then they send a lead to our text, like a lead to us. Remember, somebody opts in to a number that's not yours, the consumer. Then they send a lead to your CRM, and your agent thinks he's doing the right job because the person said they wanted to text. But you don't have that opt-in officially on that line, or any line for that matter, and they're technically not an affiliate of any of my dealerships that the third party wouldn't be. And now you start texting that person, you put yourself in a position to fail. So, and to be in trouble. So you have to consider the entire text channel and look at it from a framework that's very, very safe to do this the right way. These are some more of the information. If you want typical human behavior, I thought it was very important for the people that really want to consider this. So you can have a really good understanding of what's going on. Indemnification is here. For instance, they indemnify themselves, but put the dealers at risk because the numbers that they're not opted in are not dealer numbers, like I explained to you guys. And remember, if you want to do marketing and promotional messages, 99.99% of the time, I can't think of a way that you won't need an opt-in, all right? Advertising is considering sending the same message to more than one person from the same number. That's the simplest way that I can explain it. If you're going to, you know, blast people from your CRM and say, hey, you need an oil change, you need an oil change, you need an oil change, and it's all the same message from the same person, you're going to run into issues if you don't have opt-ins. So conversation, marketing, two different components, two different legalities, two different ways to do it. And that's what I really want to hammer home. So we kind of take the fear out of messaging, especially guys, because we're doing it already. It's better to have a centralized solution that you can administer and you can know what your salespeople are doing. And you can really know what they're saying. Like, are they sending your clients the poop emoji? You don't even know what's going on in this space, but you're just as liable as if you had it on a centralized platform. So you might as well take control of it. Plus, fun fact of the day, if you give them a conversation platform to manage text messages on that is also text enabled, which is their phone line anyway, which means you own the phone number that the dealership can be called on for that person and the numbers they're texting them through, when they leave, they can't take any of your data. Everybody's running through a messaging client right now, P2P at my dealership, and if they want to make a phone call from their cell phone and they want to resolve a task, guess what? They can't. I set up in solutions that you got to click the dial to make sure you make that phone call and you receive a text message right back through connections. Those are your only ways to resolve a task. There's no other way around it. You build that framework, you will own your data, you will own your leads, you will own your sales, and you won't have to run into any other issues of a rogue salesperson or anything like that. So let's move forward to an interesting slide that I just wanted you to understand. This is if you wanted to look at a framework overall of what it looks like and how to get people opted in. This is what I look like at my dealership, just for fun, visually for everybody, basically what we just went over. So this is a good thing to talk about for customer service. I really want to talk about the opportunities at the end. Basically, texting is one of the best ways to get people to talk to you, all right? They already want to talk to you, as I mentioned. If you're servicing, that's the lowest hanging fruit right now. I'm telling you right now, getting a text message when I need service or receiving a text message to say, hey, I know you need service, Mr. Customer, because you already set an appointment. Would you like to reschedule just in case you can't make it tomorrow? It's the same thing that your dentist does. A week before your appointment, even though they set it up 6 months in advance, they call it a confirm. That is the most important task at our service department. Not only does it help with service efficiency, technician efficiency, and loaner utilization, which are the biggest issues, you know, typically a dealership will have in the service department, it provides massive customer satisfaction increases because people get the loaners they need. We don't need as many loaner cars. They have expectations and reminders, and it's much more human involvement. That's what we really need to focus on. That being said, I have a couple resources here for you guys. All of the specifics of the legalities, if you feel like it, are in the CTA messaging principles and best practices. That's kind of the governing body of texting. I got an awesome handbook here from LitzTrack. I'll give you guys resources to anything that I think is important. And Text Power, it's a guide to messaging all the way from short code to long code. Gives you all the ins and outs, all like the legality loopholes. A whole bunch of lawyers came together and wrote it. So if you want to be that person and you want to be fearful, that's great. But I want you guys to understand right now that I'm going to give this one point for the action items that we have, which is the most important part. I want you guys to do one thing, and for yourselves, not for me, not for anybody else. Walk up to every salesman in your showroom and ask, have you texted any of your customers in the last 24 hours? All right. If that's going to tell you exactly if you have a text right now, a text channel on your dealership. When you realize that they're already texting at your dealership, immediately begin research into putting a policy for messaging clause in the employee handbook. Get it rolling, make them understand, educate them, and now find out where these text conversations are taking place. These are the opportunities. You can now interject the conversation platform and support the entire business. But right now, if you have service advisors texting their clients saying, hey, by the way, your car's done, hey this, hey that, right? These are conversational. But if they start trying to sell them oil changes, now we have a different conversation taking place. So you've got to keep that in a perspective. Plus, like I told you guys, just as liable. So this is the fun stuff about messaging, is that you really can be one-to-one with your clients. And this is the biggest opportunity. So this is like the ins and outs. And I love closing with this just to keep everybody level-headed, because it's very fun to get involved. And it's one of the best things that we have running at our dealership, you know, doing 20, 30, 40,000 messages a month. We're outpacing phone call traffic. So I wanted everybody to understand that. And I'm really eager to get to the questions so we can have some fun conversations. So to that, I'll leave that with Eliana, just because I know the questions are coming in, and I'll shut up for a little bit.
I'll tell you what, why don't you get a drink of water, because you have been doing a lot of talking and you have put out so much great information for us today, Peter. Thank you so much. All right, audience, you heard the man. Have you gotten in your question yet for Peter Quinones about texting strategies that are going to help you sell cars? Get your questions in. We're going to get to the Q&A session in just a moment. Before we do that, though, I do want to direct your attention over to the handouts section of the GoToWebinar interface. So that thing that's up there in the corner and has the four big buttons on the top, well, if you look pretty low on that interface, you'll see the word that says handouts. It should have a little triangle next to it, so if you click on that, it'll open up, and in there, you're going to find three wonderful handouts for immediate download. First, yeah, we got Peter's deck in there. So I know we had a couple people who wrote in asking for that deck. Well, you have two options. You can download it right now through the handouts section, or you can wait until this video recording is actually posted online on the Dealer On website, and we'll also have all the handouts there as well for download immediately. So you have choices, but hey, why not get it right now, right? So the handouts are in there, Peter's deck, and then we have the SMS lookbook, and then we have texting strategies. Three wonderful handouts for you, like I said, available for immediate download until the end of this broadcast. If you have any problems whatsoever getting a hold of those handouts, that's okay. Email me directly at Eliana@dealeron.com and I'll get them out to you. All right. Now, for right now though, hey Peter, want to turn on your webcam?
Sure, let's do that.
Let's do that. All right, so my webcam's on, waiting for Peter to come on. Hey, guess what? And you can go to the next slide. It's that time. It's that time. I'm very, very excited. Whew. Let me collect my breath here. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that our good friends at Connections are giving away an amazing prize today. Only one of you, one lucky webinar attendee, is going to win a 5-day, 4-night stay at a luxury Vedanta resort in Mexico. Woo! This prize is valued at $1,720. I will tell you, though, it does not include the flight. So you do still have to get there, all right? So if you can do that, you will have this wonderful vacation. I wish I was eligible, but I'm not. So all you have to do, Get ready. Get to your keyboards. The first person to write in the correct response to our giveaway question is going to be winning this amazing prize, like I said, courtesy of our friends at Connections. All right, everyone, here we go. Good luck. The response rate for texting is what percent higher than those from phone calls? I don't think this is an easy question. But we do have a winner. We have a winner. Holy moly. Whoa. I just want you to know, the very first person who wrote in had the correct response. Shane Whitaker, congratulations. Oh, wow. You have just won a 5-day, 4-night stay at Luxury Vedanta Resort in Mexico. It's valued at over $1,700. It is from our friends over at Connections. And thank you, Connections, for your incredible generosity. Right now, I got to find out where Shane Whitaker is from. Shane. Ooh. Oh, and I should say, I'm so sorry. The correct response was 209%. The response rate for texting is 209% higher than that those from phone calls. Shane Whitaker. I'm writing it down so it is official. What dealership are you from, Shane? Let's see if he wrote back in so I can give him official. He did not write back in and let me know. Oh, he's from the Norlan Chrysler. Well, high five all of your coworkers, my friend, because you're headed to Mexico. You just have to buy the flight. But let me tell you, your 5-day, four night stay at this resort is all courtesy of Connections. So thank you so much, Connections. And thank you, Shane Whitaker, fast fingers. And everyone else, I'm sorry, I know you and I didn't get to win this cool prize, but it's okay because we have to give big props to Shane Whitaker. By the way, Peter, do you need anything else other than his email and phone number? Like, do you need a...
Yeah, just send it over to me and I'll forward it to the Connections team. They were nice enough to do that. So let's get the questions as soon as you're ready.
All right, here we go. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Congratulations, Shane Whitaker. Okay, you ready for some questions?
Let's do it. I'm going to actually take over this one, Eliana. This is a surprise. So I'm going to mess up your whole day here a little bit.
I don't know why we're doing a poll question here, but here, sure. Okay,
so
questions on the screen now.
I want you to do something for me. Yep, go ahead, open up the poll. Now, I'm going to let everybody else know here that this is obviously unscripted, so it's fun. The answers still apply. So are the answers on the screen for everybody, Eliana?
Yes, if your daughter asked over a text message to go to Mexico, would you let her go?
Good. I'm glad. Now, this is not the question. The question is, does everybody think, because of this awesome Dealer On webinar series, since it is the last one, that Eliana deserves a nice vacation, 5 days, 4 nights in Mexico? Please answer accordingly. You guys answer the response, and she is going to be getting a free trip to Connections pending your guys' answers. So I thank them for this. It was a special treat from them. And I hope you guys agree with the way I would on this question. Sorry about that, Ivan. I just had to.
Oh, my goodness. That's really.
Let the answers come in. Thanks, guys, for participating. We'll get back to the questions. But I wanted to thank Eliana for all the stuff she's done. I've participated in so many of these. And now I actually got to be part of one. And I'm very thankful. And Connections did do us a solid. And they listened to me, so I'm happy that they did that. So appreciate that. So let's get some answers.
Audience, thank you so much for your answers. I guess I'll close this poll and we'll share the results. Well, okay, 31% of today's audience said yes, 100%. 4% said stupid question, of course. 24% said yes, but only if I can go with her. 24% maybe, who's she going with? And 16% said, it's not fair. I also want to eat tacos in Mexico or burritos.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, everybody.
So what does this mean? Are you serious?
100%. You're going to Mexico, my friend, whenever you want. You have 180 days to redeem it, the Connections guys and the Vacation VIP program that they run through. Amazing stuff. So definitely great stuff to do it. So I really appreciate you, Eliana, definitely a lot, and Dealer On for putting this on. I'm sad to see it go. I think the value is extremely high, but it is what it is. I'm just glad that, you know, you can enjoy it with some tequila and burritos, and I'm more happy about that for you.
Thank you. That's very generous.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I'll let you enjoy yourself. I'm going to open it up to some questions. That is me, guys. I got some fun stuff on the screen for you. This is simple. I did some fun stuff with messaging all over the place. QR codes is my best kept secret. Best kept secret because you can fire a URL the same way that I can from my website to start texting the same way you can from Facebook. You can put a QR code for a TV commercial and get somebody to start a text conversation from their 65-inch LED TV from their living room. There's a lot of fun stuff you can do in this space. You can even put a QR code the entire size of a billboard and see who's going to put their camera app to it. If you want to see how awesome it is, open up your iPhone, push the camera button, hover it over that QR, and you'll see how quickly it goes. It'll go straight to the Connection website. You kind of get an idea of the look and feel. I put a lot of the resources there to help you guys, just to make it easier if you don't want to wait for the download link. You can also text that number. They set me up with an autoresponder link for a message so you guys can have conversations with them directly, because that's the whole point, right? To manage conversations, not leads. Who's ever interested, talk to them about it. Text them to that number. You'll get an autoresponder of a lot of the resources we talked about today. If you, for some reason, you want to go to the website from your desktop and you got two screens, that's the link. I put it there for you guys. So, you know, a little bit after the show here, you're going to get a survey. I hope you guys fill it out truthfully and honestly. I'll let Eliana mention if there's any specific questions she wants to go through, and she can take it from there.
Yeah, Peter, you threw me off. I'm sorry. but I'm very humbled and extremely grateful. So thank you.
No problem.
Okay, we do have some great questions from the audience, so I hope you're ready.
All right. Good, I'm ready.
And my audience knows if I have a first-time webinar presenter, they got to bring it with the tough questions, and they
good.
Are. All
I'm
right?
going to leave my information up here.
All right, good, perfect. All right, first question, I think you remember, you'll recall, is from Cesar. He says, if a customer responded no to an opt-in or out message, can you still call him even though he responded no to opting in through text?
Oh, that's great. And I love this question because it tells you all the issues that's wrong with the law that was written in 1991, which is where this all came from. So the answer is yes, you can still call them. Now, should you? It depends how, I would say it depends how the conversation started. If for whatever reason, you set up some sort of messaging system and the inbound message to them states, hey, you want to buy a car today? Can we call you? And the answer is no, don't call that person, obviously. Now, if they're opting out to a marketing message, well, 100%, whether you want it or not, you should not text that person. You're already on grounds of a TCPA violation, so let's not go there. But can you still call them? Technically, yes. You haven't opted out of the phone system, so yes, you can still call them. And really, the word they need to use is stop, unfortunately, but no still works. Is it good business practice? I would say no. It just really depends on the question. They say, do you guys want to buy a car for me? And the answer is no. Why are you going to call them? Don't waste the BDC's time. Don't waste your salesperson's time. I know the salesperson won't call them. So why would the BDC keep on doing it? I'll leave you with that and use a little bit of common sense and knowledge. If I tell somebody not to call me or to text me, don't call me or text me. It's as simple as that. You know, on to the next one. I'll leave you guys with that.
All right, Cesar, thank you so much for the great question. He wrote back and he says, great answer, Pete. That makes sense. Thanks. Thank you very much. All right, if you have a follow-up question, we'd love to know. All right, next question comes in from Daniel. Hey, Daniel. He says, besides from texting, what big tech ideas are you thinking about for Warren Henry? Ah, he wants to pick your brain about what you got going on at your dealership.
That's funny. Texting
that's a smart question, Dan.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I don't have enough time for the full honest question, but I'll tell you one thing about messaging and about the programmatic space. There's one thing about a mobile number that you can have access to, and you can really integrate well with all of these DSPs and these advertising providers. As we get more and more into this privacy space, you're going to see situations where a mobile number will be the identifying factor or the hook point for everything. Let me tell you why. Eliana, how long have you had your cell phone number?
Oh, a really long time. 20 years.
Cool. How many cars have you purchased in 20 years?
I'm married to a car guy. So just in the last 10 years, I've had 57 cars. We figured it
cool.
out.
Cool. How many emails do you have right now on your phone? How many email accounts?
Three.
Perfect. So to put it in perspective, you have one social security number, which obviously we can't do anything with for sales and marketing.
Right.
You got a couple dozen cars. So you have a whole bunch of VIN numbers. You got 3 email clients at least, and I got about 7. So put that into perspective, right? Okay. You got a couple of maybe Snapchats. If you're a social person, you got your private and your public Instagram. Everybody's creating vertices of data. But guess what? One mobile number. That is the hook you need. That is the awareness. That is the effective communication path that will not change. It's one phone number, one person. That one-to-one awareness and expectations we need to be aware of, and it's one of the most powerful things about messaging because it won't go away. You guys got to understand, I can send a text message over 2G, 3G, 4G, LTE, and 5G, all right? That's just the way this inherent network system works. It's one of the fastest and cheapest ways to communicate worldwide, and that's some stuff you got to just be aware of. So the technology that supports that is the awareness that I can go right now with that mobile number and give it to LiveRamp. I can give it then to 700 Credit and decide who has the propensity to buy a car. There's so many better platforms to integration later. It starts with the mobile number and running the big data the way it should be, which is why I got involved with texting. I needed everybody's mobile numbers, and I wanted to market to them when they need service, when they want to buy a car. I get that information from Facebook because they start searching again. Now they know their intent. If I have them opted in and they're a client of mine, I can text them and, you know, with an auto alert, let's say they're an equity, and say, hey, you know, I got the same car right here on my lot that you could potentially have. Send them a link to my digital retailing tool and let them pencil their own deal. Why wouldn't I do that? Why do they got to go to my website? If you've bought 5, 8, 9, 10 Range Rovers from us, like a lot of our clients have because we've been in Miami for 40 years, if you make it to my website, I failed. That means my salesperson, my managers, my owners, they know you probably really well at that point. Why has nobody called you to try to sell you a car? If you're at my website looking at my lease special, I have failed, right? So I want everybody to think about that. One-to-one conversation management platform is the goal. It's omni-channel. Oh, you're going to hear all this stuff about customer touch points. You need to think that way. There's a lot of ways to communicate to your clients, and it's only going to get worse. They always will have one phone number. So I'll leave you with that type of, let's say, a hook for an idea.
Okay. Daniel did write back in, and he says, do you send anything that's non-messaging focused?
Anything that's not messaging focused? Yes, actually. I'm so glad he said that. I have an awesome 25-page HTML5 newsletter. It runs an amazing system. It's got all my dealerships in there. Jaguar, Lamborghini, Range Rover, everything in it, and it doesn't sell cars. The magazine is content, 25 pages of where to eat in Miami, what took place, the Fort Lauderdale Air and Sea Show that's coming up next month. It becomes a content house for everything that's not trying to sell you a car, and it's got a couple vehicle listings in the back about cool cars that we got in stock. So Range Rover SVR, the new Lamborghini Urus that's coming out. We feature vehicles that are cool that people want to talk about. And it's all run on an email or a message that goes out to everybody, and they flip through it. Some people spend, I've seen 21 minutes duration before reading my magazine, you know? So yeah, I send out stuff like that. Anything content driven is great. Event stuff as well. If they're opted in for an event campaign and they've partied with us before, they'll be invited back. They'll be invited to come hang out with us, eat some sushi on South Beach and stuff like that. And we do it all the time. So yeah, stuff outside of messaging for sure.
Okay, great. Do you have any other non-messaging ideas too? Well, this is all from Daniel. Daniel wants to know. He's picking your brain.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the rest to myself.
Okay.
I want to keep my job for a little bit. He might be coming for my job.
All right, fair enough. All right, we still have a ton of great questions left. Brian has the next question. He says, our CRM doesn't support text. So we use a third-party text-to-drive for texting our customers, but it doesn't communicate with our CRM. What can we do to be more efficient? So he told me what CRM he uses, and I'm just curious, if I say the CRM name, do you happen to know if a company like Connections or text-to-drive or anything like that would in fact talk to them? Or if a CRM doesn't do texting, there's no way to get it to talk to each other?
Yeah, so I can answer this in 2 seconds. There's a beautiful thing about automotive. We have a very poor framework of integrations. And that basic understanding that we don't have APIs, which is really what you're asking for, is fine because everybody can integrate with your CRM. They just don't know it. We have an ADFXML file. It's how you get every single lead, all right? What I would suggest is don't text through your CRM. Forget the A2P reasons. It's the fact that it's not designed to be conversational. So that kills the whole point of it. You know, it's okay to talk through text to drive. That's actually the better way to do it. Really, if they don't have the integration, it's because nobody has thought on the text to drive team to send the conversation when you're done straight into the CRM, that at least you can have it in the customer profile. The conversations within the CRM will never be as effective as a standalone system until they step up their game. They're still trying to send emails and they're still trying to mess with the DMS and integrations there. So I like to stay out of that. Like if I'm in my, you know, connections dashboard, I'm talking to clients, I'm selling cars, I'm helping them. I'm reading what the BDC is saying. I'm leaving notes. I'm saying, hey, use this. Hey, use that. Look what this person said on this dealership. You know, send them links to our own VDP, send them videos from Motor Trend. Everything you can possibly imagine that is not supported in the CRM. So, it will integrate if you ask them the right questions. They think APIs. You can send the information in there, but you always should communicate through your conversation platform because it will work better. You can send links. You can send MMSs. They don't even support picture messages. I know they don't support videos. So when I say MMS, it's actually different than SMS. And I know that that's not what anybody wants to hear, but it costs more. It runs in a different framework and all of these text providers don't support it. Mm-hmm. So these are things that you really want to get with a conversation provider that can have a proper conversation. If I can text you from my phone and I can send you a link, I can send you pictures, I can send you videos, I expect the same thing back from my dealership that I'm trying to buy a $100,000 truck from, you know? So FaceTime works too through these providers that I have in mind. If you want to go outside and run with your mobile app and do it, you can do that as well. So yeah, keep text to drive. Nothing necessarily wrong with it. Make it integrate. That's up to them.
Okay. All right. By the way, Daniel, Brian, I know you asked the question, but Daniel wrote and he says, get a new CRM. I don't know how to say that. So we have a ton of questions. So I'm going to ask you to pick up the pace.
Yeah.
All right.
No problem.
All right. Here we go. Tammy wrote in, says, how do I get this report and text enable my work landline? This is when you showed that slide that you said, hey, this is the most important slide of my deck. So she saw that report. And that's what she's asking about. This is, again, from Tammy. Can we help her?
Yeah. So basically, you need a provider that has integration with the carriers. They can text enable your landlines. But this is another problem. You can text enable your landline, but if you don't have a conversation platform to receive the text messages, they don't go anywhere. So that's why I got involved in the space very early. That's what Connections got me to do. Now all this awesome advertising stuff and all that stuff on top of it is just a better way to have better communications. But it started with texting enabling of the landlines, and within the first 30 days, leads went up at least 4% across all my auto group because I had free leads just sprinkling on me. So do that, you know, reach out to them if you have to. They'll do whatever they can to help you and provide it. Even if you just want one-to-one for your own land, for your office, they can do that. You don't even have to do the whole dealership.
Okay. Jordan had the follow-up question. I think you just might have answered it, and said, when you said text enable landlines, did you mean our landlines at our desk, or is it like for one specific 1-800 number or what?
Great. I have probably 2,700 lines text enabled at my dealership. Even the dealer.com tracking numbers on my website, those dynamic number insertion numbers that you put on your dealership website on DealerOn, I hijack them and I text enable them for myself. So as you guys are rotating them, I'm stealing text messages from my clients, and that needs to be done. Nobody else. I'm not telling you to text enable your DNI numbers. I'm just saying if you want to do it, you could. But if you're making outbound phone calls, the most important thing, I can't reiterate this more than enough. If you made 100 phone calls a day at minimum, which is the least that any dealership would ever do between sales and service, you will have at least 2 text messages a day that say, hey, who is this? Or sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Right. That's as simple as I can put it. Need to do it 100%.
Okay, Jordan, thank you for the question, and Tammy, you as well. Thank you. All right, next question comes in from Kim. We actually have a couple from her, but let's get to this first question of hers. She says, really curious about the legal issues. Our state has double opt-in, so a customer has to text us before we can ever text them. Ooh. Kim, I don't even know what state that is. But, Peter, I assume that your state is not a double opt-in state because you didn't talk about that. But for people like Kim and in states like hers, you have any advice? I mean, how would you do that?
Yeah,
how would you overcome that?
Easy, actually. Very, very easy. Typically, she may or may not, I don't want to get too involved in the law side, but double opt-in states are typically identified by call recording. Now, 99% of the time, like I told you, you do need a double opt-in for a sales and marketing message to not have an issue with TCPA. there may be a possibility, so I'm not going to say yes or no, that you need a double opt-in that's been actually carved out on the TCPA in that state. It's definitely possible. If you send me the information from the state, I can run it by some lawyer friends and ask just for fun, because I'm actually intrigued. I didn't know any states actually had a double opt-in for conversational message. But it's also that, you know, you get the wrong person in the wrong room and they tell you or scare you into this understanding that you need a double opt-in for every message. But like we all know, I can text you and I don't need the opt-in. It just needs to be designed differently. So if a person is running a short code carrier or they're doing A2P messaging, then I'm going to say, yes, she would need double opt-in to do that. But if you keep it peer-to-peer and you make it honest and it's effective and conversational, you'll be safe to continue your business.
Okay. Thank you for that. By the way, comment from Jamie says, we have double opt-in here in Indiana, too. We'd like to know what we need to do. All right. Follow-up question from Kim. My understanding is that it has to be a company-owned line, and it cannot be the salesperson's personal phone. Same kind of question came in from Dan. He says, should we use the text message feature in the CRM or on our personal phone? Now, of course, if you do it from your personal phone, you don't have a record of it in the CRM, right?
Yep.
So, Peter, what do you think?
So this is what it is. If you text from your personal phone or you text from the CRM, your owner is just as liable. That's the 100% truth, all right? So if you get into VinSolutions and they're like, oh, this person hasn't opted me in yet, so you can't text them, that's okay. They're doing their job because they have a framework within VinSolutions that's not peer-to-peer, which is an issue because there's hundreds of messages going from service and sales and other salesmen through one line. That's why they do it that way, and they got to protect themselves, their big organization. Now, what a lot of these providers can do is indemnify themselves by saying, here's a number. And like I told you, like if a chat provider were to do it, they actually opt into a non-dealership number. So I would ask you to tell them to use a certain number that is yours so you can retain those opt-ins for sales and marketing messages because right now you're not. So if they opt in over there and they're not an affiliate of your dealership because technically they're not. They're not in the LLC. They're not ownerships into it. Now you have a third party, which is yourself texting a client through the CRM. It's not going to have an official opt-in. So now the person goes and texts them because they texted them first. Technically, they texted your chat provider first. So there's kind of like that understanding you have to have. And that's why, like, you know, a chat provider doesn't give you the opportunity to do an outbound text message. You know, it's very much more inbound because of these legalities. So if we were to change the framework and elevate them and challenge them, you'd see a lot of them would jump on board. My chat providers have my texted numbers landline enabled as well. I made that one of the first things we did.
Oh, okay. thank you very much. All right, Kim and I think it was Dan and Jamie. Thank you so much. Let's get to some more questions. We still have so many. All right, next question comes in from Eric. Eric says, what about texting in response to an internet lead where we have individual numbers in the CRM for each user? So let's say you get an internet lead. Should your first response be to try and text or should it be to email?
If the internet lead, right, comes in and they didn't opt in at all right? So if it comes in from as an email lead, right, and they come in as an email lead from Auto Trader and you text that person, you want to not do that, all right? Now, technically, you can argue it's conversational. It depends how you go about it. But if you respond back, $2.99 leads per month come in right now, that's a sales and marketing message. Now, that is the gray area that you don't want to really be in because on top of that, the person sent you an email. It's an internet lead. Now, if they requested to be contacted by text, but it's still considered intent by the first consumer to do so, so at least you're in good faith. But it's really up to your ownerships if they want to, you know, fight that battle in court. And I've learned that lesson, too, by being a little bit overzealous, so I'll leave you guys with that. But if the person requests to be texted and you text them, I would just send them an opt-in for a text and just make sure that is on a P2P conversation, not in an A2P system. Otherwise, you know, there's a lot of stuff there. If it's the same way, like you call me or you emailed me, hey, Peter, call me, and I text you back. You got to think that way. But me and you and Ileana are peer-to-peer. There's not 10 people on your phone. So that's the difference.
Okay. All right. Eric, thank you so much. Great question. All right. Rick, oh, this is a good question. He says, do you have a sample of an opt-in text message?
Well, can you just tell us what your opt-in text message says?
Yeah, simple, straight to the point. There's two ways to opt in. An opt-in message is, it would be this. You'd either get the person to send you the opt-in through their device, which is what I do. So it's not only are they texting me, they're texting me their opt-in. So it's like kind of like a triple opt-in almost in a sense, because they've clicked the text button, they've sent the message from their device, and I got the opt-in at the same time. That's how I like triple shield myself. But yes, basically it has to state in very clear and concise terms that your name, let's say Warren Henry Automotive Group, would like to send you a text message and manage communications. I would then take it a step further, say how many messages per month and frequency on average. Typically 8 messages a month is really all you ever need. And that's to actually opt you in for sales and marketing. So you're building a good framework for anything later on, and always, always include the reply to stop reminder in every single message that you can. That's the safest and most effective way to do it. So the gateway, the FCC, and all the government properties are happy. Plus, if the person really doesn't want the message, better for you. You don't waste your time on them.
Rick, if you have a follow-up question, we'd love to hear it. All right, just a few more questions, and then we're going to start closing out the show, our final show. all right, next question comes in from Bailey. Bailey says, if a customer is requesting a dealer representative to contact them, and then we text them without an opt-in message, don't we technically have permission from the customer to contact them by text?
Yes, the answer is yes, you do, and that's conversational, which is why it's very important to kind of really not get confused in this space. You would have, but I want to remind you, if you text them from your CRM and it's on an A2P system like that, like I mentioned, where you're sharing one line for a whole bunch of people, and then all of a sudden the conversation turns into a sales and marketing message, you would have the liability. Now, if that person's telling you to call them and they try to take you to court and say, ha-ha, I hooked them into texting me without an opt-in, and you got to pay me $1,500, good luck with the judge, because it's not going to be on their side, and there's a lot of
instead.
But, you know, the lawyers will tell you a certain way, and I respect that. But at the end of the day, it's a $1,500 infraction at max. And that's not really going to stand in court, especially when they beg you to text them. Now, if you keep texting them after the fact, or they reply stop at any point, you cannot even text them, hey, no problem, we won't text you again.
Uh-oh, Peter, I think I might have lost you. Oh, there you are.
Yeah. You can't do that. My headphones died. So you actually would not be able to do that. You got to end the conversation when they say so, always.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay, Rick, great question. Okay, and Bailey, great question. Okay, next one comes in from Pat. Pat says, can I get a copy of the PowerPoint, please? You don't even have to say please, baby. You can download it directly from the handouts here. You can wait until this video recording is actually posted on the Dealer On website, and you can download it there. Or you can just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com today, and I will get
it out
to you.
You could also just text that number right there, and I think they've set up an autoresponder with it, but it might not have the most current one with the fun stuff for Eliana that I gave her for, through connections. So, but most of the content is there. 98% of it is.
Okay. A couple more questions, and then I'll let you go. All right, Peter, you're doing so good. I can't believe this is your first webinar.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so next question, let's see, comes in from Ryan. Ryan says, do you have any ideas in regards to the best CRM, specifically for text messaging functionality on the market currently? Now, Peter, I know you use connections to make your texting magic happen, but do you happen to have an opinion on maybe a CRM that's really forward-thinking when it comes to texting strategies?
Yeah, I'm not going to start bashing CRMs because I could do that all
no,
day.
But do you have a favorite?
So VinSolutions is going through a lot of updates right now. You will see them get much better. I have been in CDK at my stores. I saw some stuff with DriveCentric that really really caught my attention, which is why I actually included them in this slide. They have nothing to do with my dealership. They actually reached out to me on LinkedIn and said, hey, you're having conversations about texting. Here's some data. I really appreciated that, and I went through some of their API documentation. I went through some of their understanding and how they're using AI and things like Conversica and other third parties where they can text on your behalf with opt-ins. Very fascinating stuff. I would consider it almost the Salesforce of the automotive space. And as they keep growing and find ways to integrate with, you know, the challenging VMSs of the space, they're going to get much more effective. But as a CRM, standalone on their own, really progressive messaging space, I haven't seen anybody do it like that.
Okay. And thank you so much for that, Ryan. Great question. We have had a few people who wrote in
asking about pricing on connections. Now, I know that's not our thing. We don't do that here. But if somebody wanted pricing on connections, is there a particular place you could send them or tell them about?
Yeah, I mean, look, that phone number there is not mine. It's connections. So, you know, I just use it. I've been lucky enough that they've been letting me do whatever I want and ask all these tough questions and build stuff for me. Contact them directly. And if for some reason you don't know how to articulate the questions, or maybe you want to ask me the dumb questions first before you go to the vendor, I'm all for it. You know, write me an email, and I'm pretty on top of my emails all the time. If you text that, write them a text message, ask them a question there and let them respond and set up the appointment and ask the questions. They pretty much know my sentiment and the tough things. And they're also probably going to see this webinar at some point. So they'll know some of these conversations that took place. So, but yeah, by all means, go ahead and do that.
Oh, that'd be great. All right, audience, you should definitely do that. Okay, I think this might be the final question came in from Kim. She says, when a text conversation is directed into the CRM, do you have a custom process that's set up at your dealership to deal with that?
Oh, wow. That's so happy. That makes me so happy that somebody thought about that. Yes.
I tell you, man, Kim is on it. Yeah. She's on it. She's going to make this thing happen
Absolutely.
At her dealership.
Now, I just want to hit her right back and say, are you doing this for auto trader leads different from car groups, different from service leads, right? That's the mentality we want to have for sure. And yes, if you have a service text going into your CRM, you're not going to try to sell them a car right after, right? So 100%. And that's kind of the strong point and the weakness of our CRMs, because we do have the capacity to align every single bit of cadence in our CRM by lead source, by time of day, by all these different factors. And nobody really spends the time to do that. And it's not really anybody's fault. It's just that it's very hard work and it takes a lot of awareness. Like people from TrueCar that are USAA, that are Army, should get different responses. If you got somebody in-house at the BDC like we do, we have Lieutenant Corporal, his full name, and he can respond. And he only gets the USAA leads as a singular agent. I think that's super powerful. You know, Army people want to talk to Army people and stuff like that. And sometimes females. We have females that I put on my website that always, like, I have a click-to-text feature that you can text them directly. She'll get a whole bunch of text messages from the website from other women because she feels more comfortable. And I'm totally happy with that. You know, why not? You know, so, yeah, by all means, if you can find a way to set up a cadence for your text messages, for sure. And definitely do the same thing for email and phone calls, without a doubt.
Well, just so you know, Kim is just putting you on the spot now. She says, what is your process? So, Kim, I think maybe email him after the show. And maybe if you're really nice and you say please, he might share it with you.
No problem. I can do that.
That'd be great. Peter, last comment came in from Bill. He says, Peter, I got to run, but I wanted to say thank you and Eliana for the time and information today. Incredible webinar today. And then he goes on to say, congratulations on the much deserved trip, Eliana. So I have to agree with both of those things. Peter, you, as you could see, totally knocked me on my butt with that announcement. So thank you again.
That's
I can't
good.
Wait
thank
to tell my husband.
And, it's for two people. Yes. If you don't have to go alone, you're fine.
Thank you. And yes, it was an incredible way to end this wonderful ride that we've had here at the Dealer Own webinar series. Thank you so much, Peter, for delivering an awesome webinar today. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, so we got to wrap this thing up. So I want to, of course, thank you, Peter. Great presentation. I want to remind the audience a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. You better share it with your friends and colleagues. And today's webinar is also going to be posted online within 24 hours. All you have to do is go to dealeron.com/webinars to view to view any of our past webinars, actually, but including this one. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. If you wouldn't mind, Peter, going to the next slide. Let me tell you, it is three short questions. Fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. We want to know what you thought about today's presentation. And by the way, you might be losing valuable traffic because of a slow mobile site. That's not good. Our friends over at Google, they estimate that well over half your website traffic is coming from mobile devices. But don't worry, because DealerOn now offers a mobile site speed test for free. You can get yours by filling out that survey and letting us know what your URL is, and then we'll let the magic begin. It's a great way to see how your site stacks up to the competition. Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to let everyone know that DealerOn is proud to have delivered this amazing educational platform for dealers and the automotive industry for the last few years. They would like to thank the tens of thousands of dealers who've learned more about digital marketing and selling more cars through our webinar series. Dealer On continues to be dedicated to dealers and dealer education, and they look forward to working with all of you in the future through other venues. Thank you for your enthusiastic devotion to this webinar series over the past few years. Now, I want you to know, you all can feel free to get in touch with me. I tell you that all the time. You can contact me directly. My name is Eliana Raggio. I am everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, you name it. And I always wanted to thank you so much for spending this time with us today. And on a very personal note, it has been my great pleasure to be invited into your dealerships and your places of business every Thursday for the last 6 years. I hope you've laughed a lot. I've hoped you've learned a lot. And from my very grateful heart to all of your wonderful listening ears, I wanted to make sure you heard me say it. Thank you. Sincerely, thank you. The honor has been all mine. So for one last time, this is Eliana Raggio signing off.
Goodbye, Eliana.